Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. You feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the art. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. We'd like to give a big shout out to everybody who took the time out to listen with us tonight. I hope you guys have had a good Tuesday night so far. You know, if you haven't, or a good Tuesday so far. If you haven't, I pray it gets better as we continue to enjoy the rest of the night. Please feel free to share the number with your friends and family who would like to listen to the show and to get laid back with us and relax. That number is 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. Till then, we're about to rock out. I don't know about y'all, but let's get it in. So, let's roll. Oh!
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else, it didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off or your rent was due or your food was no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady, and yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all, as I ran the entire East Coast. I was leading my own folks astray. But back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing. But to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff to my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. And another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew. Back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison. And even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
What God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, yeah, what God has for me, it My worth to me is more than what you see, more than what it may mean to you, but it is everything to me. You see, the picture that I pose is not all MAC makeup and lip gloss. It is heart and soul and sweat and tears. My worth is priceless. Can't you see? I'm a child of the Most High. My eyes have shed his last tear. I've cried my last cry over you, and here's why. My father told me, "My child, I will relieve you of all that ails you, what harms you, what pains you, and what means you no earthly good. But you have to do one thing for me." I said, "What is that, Father?" He said, "You have to let go and let me handle it." "That's the thing, Father. I can't do that. I don't know how to let go of what I love and what I cherish and what I long for." My father said, "My child, what is meant will be. And if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go." So I asked, "What is my worth to you?" I pencil X's O in my notebook. "Yes, boy, I hooked all over you. Although you're gone, I want to know, when can I see you again?" God only knows my heart, so hopefully this is the right choice. I pray every night that he will show me the right sign, that will say that you will be mine. But again, I ask, do you know my worth? Only time will tell. When will I see you again?
This is your girl Chana with the Lyrical Cypher. Hope you guys enjoyed the first round. We just went in, and that last joint was Pretty Hot and Tempting by Teacher. Y'all make sure y'all check him out. He's opening up for a lot of celebrity artists around the world. Awesome dude, great spirit. And I just love his vibe. So y'all, keep doing what you're doing as far as writing. If you're singing, whatever your talents are, just make sure you just tap into that thing and keep right on rocking. So with that being said, for anybody who wants to spit tonight, feel free to get on the mic. That means perform whatever your piece is. Don't be afraid. We can't see you. You're in your space, and you can do what you got to do. And we got you. We most definitely going to support you. And for anybody who just wants to give a shout-out, feel free to do that as well. And also, I just like to pay homage, so I'm not going to embarrass anybody tonight. So if you want to get on the mic, feel free to do so. If you don't, that's cool. But I'm just going to go ahead and tell you thank you for calling in. So with that being said, first call I got on the line, I got DMX and Poetry on the line. What's up, what's up?
What's up, China? How you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Yo, I'm just getting off work, man. Tired, I don't know what. I'm talking about literally just got off. And I swear.
Oh, God. But
guess what? I'd rather be tired than not doing nothing.
Exactly. Exactly. At least you know it's for a good reason.
And I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So, look, y'all, I ain't had a chance to put nothing together tonight yet, man. So, I'm just going to sit here and rock out with y'all. But I will comment if somebody got something to talk about.
Oh, that's what's up. All right, make sure you stay on the line.
I will, always.
All right, everybody. It's Carlos. I call DMX of Poetry. If you don't know, just listen to the voice. That's why I say what I say. All right, I got another call on the line. What's up? What's up, Miss Nikki in the building?
Hey, China. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, lady?
I'm good. Just chilling out on the balcony. Chilling.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You sound very relaxed.
Yeah. I am. It's a nice night out.
That's good.
Yeah, how are you?
You got something? I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain.
That's
good. I had to most definitely give me some rest on the move.
I know that's right.
But, yeah, my body said lay down, and I'm listening.
Well, yeah, when they say lay down, you got to lay down.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe me, I don't mind. I've learned not to mind.
Well, I got a little piece here. I was going to do it last week, but we ran out of time, so I'm going to do it today.
Cool. Let's get it, girl.
Okay. June 23rd, 2015 was a good day. I'll never forget. I was happy because of the man I met. I mean, we talked, and before long, I knew I had been caught. He made me feel all warm and loved when just a while back, I was dealing with pure scum. We never met, face to face, but as time went on, it was like we were in the same place. One night we were talking, like we always did, before he could say, baby, you on speaker. I'm like, oops. Pops was right there, listening. Pops was nice and always had something good to say. He is missed right to this very day. Hollywood is what he called me because I'm a Cali girl. I wonder if he knew his son will become a part of my world. Well, he's in heaven now, watching and smiling. Pops, your son is here, being the man you raised him to be. Thank you, Pops, for giving your son the DMX poetry to me. Love you always and forever, Hollywood.
Wow. That was beautiful. I got to put him on so he can make a comment. What's up, Carlos?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, I had to put you on for that. that was beautiful. Dedication to your father.
Man, y'all had to pardon me for a second.
All right. Hey, lady, that was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been a lot, and I know he deals with a lot, and I just want him to know that, you know, his dad is watching, and, you know, he loves him, and I love
That's
him
right.
for the man he is.
Oh.
And, you know, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Amen.
And you just got to, you know, keep the faith and stay present.
That's right.
And his motto is, I will not lose, of course.
That's right.
We both will live by that. You know, we can't lose. Not with God on our side.
You better say that. Let me find out a ribbon in the sky.
Look at you.
You know, I'm lyrical, man. I can't help it.
I know.
Yeah, but that's beautiful, though. But just keep doing what you're
doing.
Thank you. And I'm proud of both of y'all just spitting your poetry and doing your thing. It just means a lot to have you guys. So, I thank you.
Thank you. All righty.
Oh, anytime. All right. All right, everybody. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. We got 252-268. Just want to give you a shout
Hi,
out.
China.
If you want to get on. How you doing?
It's Faye.
It's Faye? What's up, girl?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure. You doing all right today?
Yeah, I'm good. I just woke up.
Oh, okay. Ain't no wrong with
I
that.
I woke up so I can hear the show.
That's what I'm talking about. You got something for us tonight?
Yeah, this piece is it's called I Apologize. We had a rift in my family, and my son said that I needed to apologize, so I wrote this. I apologize. Someone I truly love, through them I realize I owe this world a deep apology. In order for me to survive, the person you knew and loved had to die. You may never understand, for that I am sorry. The fault, looking at me, not being who I was supposed to be, being a good person meant I couldn't be me. For my time, my blood, I cried. I realized I lost a lifetime. Now you don't know me. You need time to accept me. I thought you would just love me. I apologize. The life I lived was a lie.
Wow. Wow, that was touching. And, girl, just keep doing what you're doing. I can't even mess with you. keep writing. But that was beautiful.
Oh, Nikki, I love that piece.
I'm going to get Nikki.
thank you. I was just texting China to tell her. Tell Faith I said hello.
How y'all doing?
I'm good.
Doing
how are you?
I'm all
right. I love that piece you just did also.
Yes,
I love
me
that.
Too.
Thank you.
My
yeah,
mouth
was
wide
hot.
Open. Yeah. I like your truth. Like, you know, like you telling the truth and just being honest. And even though to someone else could look at it as a vulnerability, but actually your vulnerabilities are your strengths. And the fact
right.
that you can say, I apologize.
I apologize. A
exactly.
lot of people
Most
can't
people
do
can't
that.
Even apologize. Exactly.
Oh, they didn't like my apology, though. They didn't like it. Oh.
Mm-mm. Oh, they didn't?
No.
Why not?
No, that... No,
oh.
he said that wasn't, my son said that wasn't an apology.
Oh, well.
He said,
oh.
he said I was trying to be funny.
That's it, that's
so
all. You did your part.
Yeah,
right.
I'm sorry. The
you
person
did your
that y'all
part.
Had before, I could never be her again.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Right. They're trying to make
wow.
you be somebody you don't want to be.
Yeah,
that's what you don't have
to
do.
The
right.
person that they used and abused. And I can't be that person anymore.
Right.
Amen. Girl, you better say that.
Yeah.
I've been talking about that, about people pleasing. Like, that's over with. Because you end up empty. You constantly filling that cup. And I've been there, done that. Constantly filling that cup and ain't nobody filling yours. Then when you say something
exactly.
about it, how dare you? How dare you?
Mm.
How dare you want something? How dare you need? How dare you cry? How dare you go through
exactly. it? Exactly. I did it for 44
you know.
Years.
All right.
I was
Time's
done.
Up.
I was done
hmm.
at 44. I'm 48 now, and I've been doing me for 40 years, and I've been loving it.
I know that's right.
That's right. And keep doing mm-hmm. you, boo.
Yeah,
I will.
Keep doing what you're doing.
It is a peace that surpasses all understanding. That's probably why people who want you to people please and want to take you for granted don't understand it. But that ain't your problem.
It's really
nope.
not.
Nope. I love y'all. Y'all just don't know it.
Oh,
I love
you
y'all
too, girl.
D N X. What you really want?
Let me get him on the line right quick. Got DMX. Got a shout out. All right, everybody. So y'all stay on the line. We're gonna go to the next round. Y'all be ready for y'all next pieces, okay?
Okay.
All right, everybody. If everybody's listening, I love what we were just talking about, and about that people pleasing, and that is something that has been on my mind very heavy lately. And I was gonna discuss that in a little bit more. But I will just hone in on that and a little bit of those inspirational nuggets I try to give to everybody. But that people-pleasing could be, like, I was reading an article about people-pleasing, and I'm stuttering a little bit because it blew my mind when I saw it. And the reason why I say that is because when I saw that, it showed, as soon as I typed in people-pleasing, the image was a tombstone to people pleasers, because they said those are the people that actually die quicker, you know, saying go through more stress, have high blood pressure, have high cholesterol, deal with emotional eating, have heart problems, you know, just all these different things, because they feel empty. They're not, you know, taking time out to love themselves, like taking time out to with that self-care. And that's what I was going to discuss today, but I'm just going to tie that into the people pleasing about that self-care, because you got to take care of you. You got to take care of you so you'll know how to take care of somebody else. And you can give to you without being selfish. If you are automatically, and it's in your spirit to help others, you're going to do that regardless. But just remember to help you. Remember to help you at all times. Because something inside you needs you too. Just remember that. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and kick it up a notch and rock out.
Yeah. Yeah. Thinking out loud. Ain't got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, moving the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast rave, born in the first state. Fire, I blaze, days in the maze. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shades. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankle. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, just thinking, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, just thinking, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, thinking out loud, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like, nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like, wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. Thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking,
thinking out loud. I get in, get up, and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treating. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like polling strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical, overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking. Just thinking.
Only 3% of the U.S. money supply exists in physical currency. The other 97% essentially exists in computers alone.
A lot of ink to print billions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grabbing me from my roots, my carbon prints were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart gets torn apart. My paper doll, so easily you discard my heart. All about self-gain, she has no space for my words, no lines of guidance anyways. Files out every time she plays. I was just a scribble, she doesn't understand me anyway. No hardwood floor to dribble. Could I get back a little? Her game, I couldn't keep up score. I ran out of paper so I could take it and bounce it myself, always giving her cushion. Who needs paper when you know you're losing? Who needs paper when my heart you're abusing? So I'm choosing my sanity, so don't get mad. I'm sorry about the issues of your dad. Do I really need paper to chart my feelings? Do I really need more of that for my heartfelt healing? Should I rip and tear? Should I once again share? Why I need paper when my memory is so good without you? Erase the terrible times. Just want to document how many times I have been misunderstood. Spread these lyrics, even if they fear it. Breeding something new for my spirit. Do I need paper? Do I need paper? I don't need no paper. My memory is so good.
The United States government decides it needs some money, so it calls up the Federal Reserve and requests, say, $10 billion. The Fed replies, saying, sure, we'll buy $10 billion in government bonds from you. So the government takes some pieces of paper, paints some official-looking designs on them, and calls them treasury bonds. Then it puts a value on these bonds to the sum of $10 billion and sends them over to the Fed. In turn, the people at the Fed draw up a bunch of impressive pieces of paper themselves, only this time calling them Federal Reserve notes, also designated a value of $10 billion to the set. The Fed then takes these notes and trades them for the bonds. Once this exchange is complete, the government then takes the $10 billion in Federal Reserve notes and deposits it into a bank account. And upon this deposit, the paper notes officially become legal tender money, adding $10 billion to the U.S. money supply. And there it is. $10 billion in new money has been created. Of course, this example is a generalization, for, in reality, this transaction would occur electronically, with no paper used at all.
A lot of ink to print billions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grabbing me from my roots, my carbon prints were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart gets torn apart. My paper down so easily, you discard my heart. All about self-gain, she has no space for my words, no lies of guidance anyways. right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts. Yeah. It's too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch a good faith. Tells me without a sign. It's nothing like the first few verses. Nah. This is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark. I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. Another quick. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look what I made, hoping to say, they are the rage in the team. Because I ain't safe. The mix, you flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical pecs, you wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous gone picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that, baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love. Play your guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings, like you're loving on me, infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me, release me, kiss me, hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar. Me, only me, therapeutically, play for me, let the song be never ending, play those strings, love on the strings, for me.
What's up everybody, this is your girl Chyna with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Hope you guys are enjoying it so far. I know I am. I'm about to go ahead and slide right back into the open mic. So, without further ado, we got Miss Faye on the line. What's up, Faye?
Hey. This is, on September 21st, 2016, my daughter's boyfriend doused her with gasoline and set her on fire. 35% of her body, fourth and fifth degree burns.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried until I wrote this.
Wow.
It's called A Call. Before I knew Before I knew me, all I wanted was you. When the world didn't make sense, I continued to yearn for your existence. Didn't know how, when, or who you would be, knowing still you would complete me. You slept under my breast so peacefully. Coming into my life, giving it meaning, watching you grow, my precious baby, into a fiery young lady. Admittedly, I was a baby too. I had no idea what to do. But I knew one thing. I knew how to love you. Through everything, it wasn't easy. You know, I have always loved you completely. Then he decided he had the right to take you from me, the right to change my destiny, to expose my vulnerability. Most of the time, I was running on empty. Blessed you alive. I survived. So many people were there for me, some I hadn't seen or spoken to in what seemed like an eternity. They stayed until I could stand alone, so thankful for the love I was shown. He held me through it all, holding my hand so I wouldn't fall, all because of that life-changing phone call.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that happen to your daughter. And, you know, you had to experience that too.
Yeah. It was rough. But she made it.
I believe it. Amen. How's she doing now?
She's doing okay. She's doing okay. As a matter of fact, she had just given him a baby July 5th, 2016. And about 6 weeks later, he set on fire.
Oh my God.
She made it. And
amen.
As a matter of fact, she's pregnant again by another bum, but that's a whole other story.
Well, we're going to keep her in prayer. Yeah, I can just laugh and keep from crying, man, because they still got to find their own way.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can give them the world, you can give them the key to the city. They still probably use another key to the way. I had to learn that with my daughter.
And they never stop being your baby, never.
No, she's 21 now. She'll be 22, and Lord Jesus, she can get on my nerves, but I love her to death. You know, I love her to life. I don't want to even say speak death on that, but I love her, you know, and period. But she still got to find her own way, and I can give her what I got. But in the end, she got to find her own way, and I know that for sure. That was hard. That was a hard pill to swallow. What I just said to you was hard for me to receive, and that letting go, it ain't no joke.
Well, mine's going to be 28 and 30, and I still haven't learned it, so.
You ain't got no 28 and 30-year-old.
Yeah, my daughter's going to be 30 November 26th. And my son's going to be 28 October 6th.
Wow. I'll give you a compliment because you do not look it.
Thank you. Thank you. But, yeah, they old.
Ain't no wrong with that.
I'm
old. You looking good. Keep doing what you're doing. Nah.
Thank you.
You ain't old. Keep doing what you're doing, lady.
I'm not done.
All right. That's right. No, you ain't. You ain't done. You got more work to do. This is just the beginning. I hope you know that, right?
I'm just finding myself.
That's right. That's why I said this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, and Carlos also apologized. He said thank you. You know, when you gave him the shout out. He said he apologized.
Oh, yeah. Always. Okay. This is enough for everybody to go around. I think a lot of people don't understand that.
That's right. You better say that.
It's enough for everybody. It's enough for everybody to get some.
That's right. Always. All right, everybody. That was Faye, and we got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Hey. Miss Faye.
Hey.
Girl, you ain't got no 26 and 30-year-old. I'm going to say that again.
She's right here in the line.
Well, 28 and 30-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Lord. And I thought, look, I felt, oh, I got a 26 and a 24-year-old. We ain't going to even talk about the second set. I got two sets of kids. All girls, so I feel your pain.
You know, when I started out, when I was about 18, I wanted 10 children.
Oh, God bless
the
you.
The Lord in his infinite wisdom.
Oh, you are you
crazy.
A mister?
The Lord told you was crazy.
In his
said,
infinite wisdom. In his infinite mm-hmm. wisdom.
Won't he do it?
Yeah, won't he?
Yeah.
I can't even
will.
Thank you enough.
He knew what he was doing.
You probably would have pulled all your hair out.
When I woke up and realized that they was mm-hmm. 22 and 24 and they was grown, and I said, wait, hold up. I could do me right now? I left
you
my
know,
daddy.
You better say that.
Oh, see, when I decided when mine was 10 and 12 to go start having mm-hmm. another set. So I started
man.
All over again. I got a 14 and a 11-year-old now.
Right.
Right along
you got
with
seven
them.
More years ago.
Girl, don't remind me. Stop counting. she said seven more years. Good Lord. Well, at least I'm halfway through.
It don't stop. It doesn't stop.
No.
Right,
and we never stop being mama. We never stop being
you're
mama.
Right. You're right.
Never
so
stop.
You're right about that. You said stop counting. You're right about that because they're going to always
right.
be. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take that back.
Yes, please do.
I
have one here for you, Miss China. It was,
all right.
Ooh, this one is back in 16.
Okay.
This one is in the beginning. As I sit back and I realize and I think about the way you look in my eyes, coming around that corner whistling, don't worry, be happy. From that very moment, I was mesmerized. As Monica said, I got love all over me. Some may think I'm weak for you, but what they don't know is I'm the one that will ride for you. I confide in you. So as far as I can see, you are the one. You are the soul that God put on this earth for me. Perfect? No, you're not. But no other fool can take your spot. Ups and downs, through good and bad. Your strength and endurance is what kept me from being mad. No one really knows our story. Some claim to know where we come from. But what they don't know is that we have two hearts beating as one. So no matter what others say, who cares how they feel, as long as we know that we are the real deal. We have that inconvenience love, meaning we have that it gets rough type love, that sometimes we need that tough kind of love. Computer love? No, it's real love. It's all sent from the man up above. We got that love, y'all. That's it. And if you didn't notice, that's part of computer love.
I see.
That's part of computer love. But the poem is called In the Beginning. Yes.
Okay.
The poem is called In the Beginning. So.
That's awesome. Well, peace down the line, and that was a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
I love it. I said, keep what you're doing,
girl.
I love it.
Thank you.
So, anytime. I'm going to do one more round, you guys, and we're going to do one more set of open mic. We're going to roll out tonight. So, with that being said, one of my favorite pieces, I just got to play it.
The Black Salamander. Crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words brought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, "What is this thing? This thing moving inside my head." The owl grinned and said, "That is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect." So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasins slithered near. He said, "It's been a while since I've seen you here." The salamander said, "Listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors." The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. But God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one too. trying to hustle up some change to get my blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave me, just want enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother. Now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish to slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money. We all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here, let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated because the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem and he put it in his mouth and he hit it hard just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had and that was that. And pretty soon he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, he had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch They ain't seen that I'm preaching the word. And the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
So the music goes out at 35.
It'll be, if I get.
Now there's no misleading to the fact that I too ain't always got my sugar honey iced tea on the right track. But baby, don't get it twisted. My time is well invested in what I call life after the storm. Wrath to the rage, try to write, but ink to no page, so I wait. Listen, you hear that? Silence. Then I thought to myself, I've always had the ability to see good in everyone else but myself. Why is that, I wonder? So let me make this simple and plain. You see, there's a misconception to the rule. Why is it that we must do unto others as we want them to do unto us? But the first sign of disorder and being weak, we have to be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. Let me give you an example. Love thy neighbor, they say. Lend a helping hand and you'll grow. When in the back of my mind, all I want to do is dial 911 because I done choked that hoe. I am not mean, but always misunderstood. But don't let the nice girl fool you. I can come out of retirement on you and get straight hood. And this just ain't something I heard. This is the truth and what I know. If you know better, you'll do better. I made my share of mistakes in life, so I strive to do better than more better has ever been. Stay 100.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. So this is our last round of Lyrical Cypher, and I'm about to call up Miss Faye. What's up, Faye?
Hey.
Hey.
This is my secret garden. My escape is my beautiful mind. At the first hurt, it called me. As a child, I used to run there and hide, afraid to take up too much space even in my own body. I would sit in a corner and cry to be free, afraid to move, laugh, smile, afraid to be. In my mind, the pain began to subside. I realized I was alone in this place, safe in this space. In safety, I opened my eyes. In time, I realized, in here, you don't have to be shy or hide. With little courage, I rose to look at my place. As I stood, the light started to shine. With each step, it got brighter. I realized I had everything I loved by my side. Shocked, I saw my hurt here. Living in my space, even just a trace. I relax. In this place, I control the hurt. I let it reside in the corner I used to hide. My escape is my beautiful mind. In here, I run, race. I even learn to embrace. What makes this the perfect paradise is looking back at that corner where I used to hide, where I let my pain reside. I go there and use the lessons learned with pride. I use the hurt where it can be applied. When done, I go back to the brighter side. I control the plane. I use it as a guide. My beautiful mind, my place, where I learn to smile, run, race, embrace, standing tall, my demons displaced. I learn to accept life in full grace, in my beautiful mind, in my place.
Thank you so much, lady, for sharing. That was beautiful. The Secret Garden.
Yes. My Secret Garden.
Right, lady. That's right. Well, you keep doing what you're doing, lady. I can't wait to see you at the show on the 28th.
I'll be there.
All right, now. You have a wonderful night.
Oh, China. I love that Black Salamander. I love that. I could listen to that all day.
Me? That is my dude, man. I can't wait for you to meet him. That's 13 in Nazareth.
I love that.
Look him up on YouTube, too, 13 of Nazareth. You'll see one of my favorites. Black Salamander is one of my favorites, but Stability and Motion made me cry. I used to play that on the show, too. But I'm going to start playing that again, too.
I'm going to look for it right now.
Yes. You have a wonderful night. Look, let me know what you think, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. Everybody, that was Faye with My Secret Garden. Anytime, lady. Keep doing what you're doing. All right. So last but not least, I want to just give a big shout-out to Miss Nikki all the way. She's here in K-Town in the building. We do appreciate you all the way from California being in the building. So I just want to pay homage and also pay homage to you for the friendship, for the connection, just for being who you are, lady.
Aw, I love you, too.
Aw.
I got you.
Amen.
This one right here, I've read before. I think it's a nice piece for people that have fake friends, and you got to know exactly where to put these friends in your life. And this is called the Seating Chart of Life. You have to be careful where you seat the people in the audience of your life. Some are meant to sit in the reserved seating, right in the front row. Some are meant to be moved to the balcony. And some you may need to have escorted right out the building. It's your job as the director to make the correct seating arrangement, because the ones you sit closest to you could be the very ones cheering for you to fail. That's it. And I'm going to close out with a quick prayer. I want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the gift, privilege, and the blessings of this day, a day that we have never seen before. I thank you for your forgiveness, grace, and mercy. I thank you for your destruction as of this year, the foundation and the construction of a new. I thank you for experiencing the world of rejection and allowing me to appreciate protection. With all these blessings, I ask in your mighty Son, Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Everyone have a good
amen.
Night.
God bless you, lady.
God bless
all right.
You, too.
What? Thank you. Everybody, that was Nikki, and I do appreciate the prayer and just taking the time out to do that, because we all need it, and I needed that, too, just as much as she did, and I hope somebody else did, too. So, I'll tell you guys, take time to get to know you. You know, get to know you so you can actually be a better you for you and for others. And that is my inspirational nugget for tonight. Hopefully somebody can use it. If you can't, you can lose it, and I won't be offended. So hope you guys have a blessed night. And we'll see you again next Tuesday. And don't forget, come to Illusions. Tell your friends about it. Your family, please spread the word. Illusions of Mighty Night. That is July 28th. It's on a Saturday at the Arts Council, 400 McQueen Street. Kenton, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11 p.m. We're going to have a ball. And we're going to get in, you guys. So, hope you have a good time. Hope you had a good time tonight. And I'm looking forward to having a good time with you on the 28th. So, peace and blessings. Keep pushing. Keep praying. Keep dreaming. Good night.